We're starting in Lebanon, where Irish soldiers were shot at yesterday. They're serving as peacekeepers in the south of the country. The Taoiseach has said that the Israeli Defence Forces were responsible for the shooting and will be briefed today by the new Chief of Staff of the Defence Forces, Brigadier General Rossa Mulcahy. The force commander of the UN interim force in Lebanon is expected to convey the Irish government's anger and concern at the shooting directly to the IDF. Let's talk now with Hunter Williamson, freelance journalist based in Lebanon. Hunter, good morning. Thanks for talking to us today.
Good morning. I'm glad to be here.
Take us through what happened yesterday to Irish troops.
Right. So yesterday, Irish peacekeeping forces were conducting a joint patrol with Lebanese military troops. This is part of the overall mission that the Irish peacekeepers are part of. They are part of a UN peacekeeping body called UNIFIL, which in partnership with the Lebanese military, has been working in the past few months to ensure the total disarmament of Hezbollah in southern Lebanon. And the Lebanese government and Lebanese military's assertion of full control and full authority in southern Lebanon. So this mission yesterday was one of the daily sort of joint patrols that peacekeeping forces are doing with the Lebanese military to make this happen.
So how do they come to be shot at?
Right. So it's not entirely clear what happened. You know, these types of incidents are actually fairly common. The UNIFIL mission that these Irish peacekeepers are part of is actually the most dangerous UN peacekeeping mission in the world. Since the mission began a few decades ago, 339 peacekeepers have been killed. Peacekeepers have come under fire from both Israel and Hezbollah. Since the war between Israel and Hezbollah began in October of 2023. So what we do know is that during this joint patrol, the UN Irish peacekeepers were out moving with their Lebanese counterparts. And at some point during this movement, there was gunfire in the vicinity of the area. No Irish or Lebanese troops were injured, but there was some sort of gunfire in the area, which prompted the Irish and Lebanese troops to withdraw from the area.
Hunter, is this a major incident or a common occurrence?
This is a pretty common occurrence. As I mentioned, since the peacekeeping mission began in 1978, peacekeepers have come under regular fire, both from Israel and armed groups in southern Lebanon. Just in the past few months, there have been a few notable incidents. In February, a UNIFIL convoy that was making its way to Beirut's international airport was attacked by pro-Hezbollah protesters, which led to the UNIFIL deputy commander being injured. A couple years ago, December of 2022, an Irish peacekeeper named Sean Rooney was killed by members of Hezbollah, one of its allies in the country. So these type of incidents occur quite commonly.
The Minister for Defence here and the Taoiseach, Simon Harris, has blamed the Israeli Defence Forces for the attack. What's Israel saying?
There hasn't been any comment as of yet from Israel about this specific incident. In the past, when Israel has when peacekeepers have been come under fire from Israel, Israel has made comments about these attacks, and it's stated that it does not intend to target peacekeepers. However, they continue to come under regular Israeli fire, as we saw yesterday.
Yeah, Israel is continuing to carry out strikes across Lebanon. How are they justifying this when there's supposed to be a ceasefire there?
Right. So in November, after a bit over a year of war, a ceasefire agreement was reached between Hezbollah and Israel. This ceasefire agreement called for Hezbollah to fully disarm in southern Lebanon, specifically south of a key river called the Litani River. Since November, the Lebanese military, with support from the UN peacekeeping body, UNIFIL, has gradually been carrying out, that mandate. But the Israeli government, Israeli military, accused Hezbollah of attempting to try and rebuild its infrastructure and its weapon stockpiles in southern Lebanon. It has also accused the Lebanese military of not acting quickly enough to disarm them. So these attacks that it's carrying out, it says, are against Hezbollah's attempt to rebuild, which it says is a violation of the ceasefire agreement.
Hunter, thanks very much for speaking to us. That's Hunter Williamson, a freelance journalist based in Lebanon. 18 minutes past 7.